Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos and the Chayodim Klal Hey Simen Yud Aleph, and we're learning the Halachas of Halachas Neiros. The series on the Halachas of Halachas Neiros was sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need shidduchim. So the Chayodim brings an interesting din that you already mentioned. That the Chayodim left off in saying that the Kabbalah of which takes place through the Halachas Neiros does not affect the rest of the Bnei Habayis. The Chayodim says, however, the leichter becomes muksa even for those people. Those people cannot be metal to the nair because of once it's muksa for the woman who lit the nair, is muksa for everybody else as well. The source for this is actually a different case later on where the people were mekabel Shabbos through halakha betos. So the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion which says that the people who lit the Neiros at that point in time should not retract their Kabbalah. But others who were Mekabel Betos, they thought it was dark later than it was. It looked like it was dark, and they realized it was because of the clouds. So it's Kabbalah Betos, arguably Kabbalah Betos, to be retracted. But the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion which says the one who lit the Neiros cannot retract. And he says that the lighter, which is lit in the Kabbalah Shabbos, should not be, you cannot touch it, you cannot add any shemen into it, and even if after it went out, you can't move it. Mishabura understands that halacha is going, a bit that according to the opinion that the Kabbalah Batos is a valid Kabbalah, and therefore, at least for that individual who lit Neiros, the Kabbalah was a Kabbalah. For them, it's Shabbos, and the Neiros are Muksa. And we have a concept, something which is muksa for the Baalim is muksa for everybody. Muksa is not totally in what I think about the item, it's totally what the Baalim thinks about the item. He's the one who designates it, it makes it muksa or not. Now there's a concept of huksa mitzvasa, even something which is huksa mitzvasa can't be used for other purposes, even on the weekdays. It's nothing to do with the issur of tiltel, it's an issur of ishtamshus. Something which is designated for the purpose of a mitzvah gets a certain kedusha on it, and it cannot be used for other purposes, or its element, the bizoyan for the mitzvah to use for other purposes. So one may not use it. So over here is huksa for the mitzvah of Neiros Shabbos. So that would explain why other people cannot use it. Why are they not allowed to move it? So the Be'er Halacha actually grapples with. He doesn't understand. He brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says, I don't understand why you can't move it. The Magen Rambam says that maybe you can't move it because you're afraid if you're going to move it, you're going to come to be mishtamish with it for weekday purposes. These other people are not mekabel Shabbos yet, and for them it's still chol, and they're doing weekday activities and they need some light, and they might come to use the Neiros for that purpose. So therefore, we tell them to basically avoid the Neiros, and therefore they won't come to make that mistake to use it for other purposes, which that would be problematic because it's huksa mitzvasa for the purpose of the Neiros for Shabbos. So the Chayyadim takes that halacha, which is said over there, and applies it to every time a person lights. That would be true as well, that according to that opinion, once a woman lights this Mekabel Shabbos, so the Neiros become muksa for her, they become muksa for everybody else in the household as well, not only for Hishtamshus, but even for Tiltol, because of this concern, the Magen Rambam says, that one might come to use it for other purposes. The Chayyadim does not touch on a different issue. Of the issue was must one light in the place where the Neiros are going to be used, or can they be lit elsewhere and then moved? So the Ikra Din, the Shmishabur says, if it's lit in a room which is going to be used, so that is a place where there's a Chiyav Hadlaka. If it's lit in a place where there's a Chiyav Hadlaka, the fact that they're moved afterwards is not a problem. The whole house really is their Mokon. Different than Neiros Chanukah, which we have a specific place you're supposed to put them, and they cannot be moved after they're lit. But over here, that would be acceptable. If they're lit in a room which is not going to be used at all, and then afterwards you want to move them to a place they're going to be used, you would have to put them out and relight them. The Mishabur brings an opinion of the Labush that one cannot move it afterwards. But he says an interesting reason, not because we have this concept of hadlaka osim mitzvah that has to be lit in the appropriate place, like by Chanukah. But rather, if one does not move it afterwards, it becomes very clear that the person lit it for the purpose of the Shabbos Neiros. It's not moving around the house with it. It could be that was like their flashlight. You know, I don't know why they lit it, what purpose it has. If they put light at the place where they're going to be used for Shabbos and they leave it there, it's nicker that it's been lit the covered Shabbos. So based on that argument, there's some who said that nowadays, where it's clearly lit the covered Shabbos because we have electric lights. We don't need this menorah, this leichter, as a vehicle to give us light to walk around the house. So therefore, it has become, it's obvious that it's lit the covered Shabbos, so there would not be problematic. And this idea is brought down in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos and Siman Reish Samed Gimel Sifkat Lamed Hey in the name of the Tshuvos Sefer Kinyan HaTorah, and that this is nowadays there would not be a problem of moving it afterwards, even according to the opinion of the Levush. So practically, one may, if lit the neighbors in one place and decide they want to move them elsewhere, that would not be a problem, as long as it was lit in a place where they were going to be used, where there was a chiyuv to light them, i.e. a room which is going to be used for Shabbos purposes. Have a good day.